And croeso to episode 110 of Alternative Wales, the podcast. I'm Ryan, and as always, with me tonight is a hopefully fresher Tommy Kaus. Kaus, are you fresher than last week?
Yes, but I'm not fresh.
Great, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, anything was up from last week. It did feel like you were at rock bottom.
Absolutely. It's essentially Ryan March, Rodri, and a corpse last week. It's definitely an improvement, mate.
There was no coincidence that the podcast was under an hour in length yesterday with you on, Kaus. But last week, even not yesterday.
Yeah. I was just answering yes and no to everything.
And of course, the third cog in the Alternative Wales machine is with us, Rodri Davis. Rod, are you all right?
Yeah. It's a Monday, so when we record, like Kaus, barely ever fresh on a Monday.
Yeah.
Just very tired, to be honest with you. Could do with going to bed earlier. It's my issue.
Here we are. Yeah. Great, yeah. Positive start. Really looking forward to the rest of the pod, everyone. A reminder before we get into the football that issue 11 of Alternative Wales is out on September the 6th. Rod, I'm going to put you on the spot. Give me three good reasons why people should buy the magazine.
It's class. It's got good articles in. It's got great photos in. And it's about all the things you enjoy in it. So
yeah, good.
I think that's three.
Yeah, it's what was it? It's class, good articles, good photos.
Yeah, class, good.
Yeah, good.
Basically,
up there, Rod.
In there a nutshell, yeah.
If that hasn't convinced you to buy the magazine, then I don't know what will. So you can go and get your copy from alternativewales.com/shop. Right then, football. For a while, we thought we'd have to prepare the 4-4 klaxon. But instead, it's the more commonly used Wrexham insanity siren. Kaus, 5-5. What the fuck is going on at the racecourse?
That's just another day in the office, mate, isn't it? To be honest, at the racecourse. Yeah, it's crazy. Just some shocking defending from Wrexham again, which is crazy because, you know, the defenders individually are all excellent players who have played at a higher level than this. So it doesn't really make a lot of sense as to why we're gifting goals away, really. Got to say, though, the biggest thing I've noticed in this league, there's no real jump in the overall quality of play, I wouldn't say, but just teams are so clinical. You know, for example, again, Wrexham had the majority of the possession, majority of the chances on Saturday, but I mean, Swindon were just so clinical, a bit like MK Dons were. And Walsall were as well, even though that they only managed to get two against us, which, you know, I'm pretty sure Denby Vets would get four against Wrexham these days. So it's crazy. And obviously, Ben Foster's retired today, and that's disappointing. But at the same time, I think it's the right decision. You could see he was a shadow of his former self. And I think we said it before, didn't we, before we came on? You can probably get away with, being not quite at the races in the National League, but certainly not in League Two. So, sad to see him go. But, I think it's the right decision. But, just hope that games are going to calm down a bit now, right? Because my heart can't take another game like that, I don't think.
Yeah, well, it was the first win of the season in midweek after we recorded last week. 4-2 over Walsall. Still conceded two, but scored four. Obviously, you're not short of goals and you're still missing Paul Mullen. So that isn't really much to be concerned about. You know, if you were losing these games 5-0 or whatever, then it's a bit more of a concern. But, those conceding goals is going to cost you as the season goes on. So what does Parkinson need to do? Is it a change in like approach in terms of style, in terms of how you're trying to play? Or, you know, obviously, what's the situation with the keepers now? Who becomes number one? Is Langton fit? I don't know. Where do Wrexham go from here?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure if he'll try and bring in another goalkeeper. We just brought in a goalkeeper from a young Irish player from the Irish League. I don't know if he's the answer. I must admit, I don't know if he's good enough. It's hard to gauge, isn't it, when he's played for Sligo Rovers. He's played in the Europa League, so, you know, that's a good thing. But is he good enough for League Two? I'm not quite sure. He's only 23, quite young for a goalkeeper. For me, I think probably Mark Howard comes into the team on Saturday, unless we do go into the transfer market. But no, I think Howard comes into the team. You know, safe pair of hands. I've never been his biggest fan. You know, but at the same time, he played really well against Wigan. And you know, he's an experienced pro as well. I'm sure you know he's probably a safe bet, really, in many ways. But yeah,
he's got
in terms
Wrexham's,
of
he's got Wrexham's only clean sheet of the season at Wigan.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, but weirdly, the defence in that game played really, really well, and against Wimbledon away as well, the defence was fantastic. So yeah, I think it's just tighten it up slightly, and all of a sudden, you know, because we like you said, we'll always score goals, always, but we just have to stop giving away these stupid, like, we're just giving the ball away in silly areas, and teams punish you at this level. You just can't get away with it, and yeah, a bit of a wake up call first few weeks of the season. But again, I just reiterate what I said last week, mate. I'm not concerned going forward. You know, I still say we're going to be right up there. But yeah, we have to sort this defence out sooner rather than later, really.
Yeah, absolutely. On the other end of the spectrum in League Two, the situation is very different for Newport. Another 3 points, this time a 3-0 win away to Forest Green. They seem to be doing the scoring of the goals rather than the conceding that Wrexham are. So maybe when Wrexham do play Newport, it could end up like 8-0 or something, which would be... pretty spectacular. Will Evans on the score sheet once again. He is on fire. 5-4 for him, obviously coming from the Cymru Premier last summer. It's a great start for Newport. Obviously, we said last week it's too early to get carried away. And, you know, but it is really impressive considering the noises around the club heading into the season. We did have a question from the 1912 Exiles, the Newport County podcast, saying, when will Evans get a Wales call-up? Typically of pretty much any Wales player who starts scoring goals, people do start touting his name for Wales. Rod, I mean, it's not a ridiculous shout at all, is it? You know, we've had players in League Two playing for us before, and he's very much on form. I mean, you can't really rule out a call-up, can you, at this stage?
You can't rule it out. I'm not sure whether it will happen, but of course you can't rule it out. It's definitely one to keep an eye on going forward. If he can keep this form up, then he's definitely got to be. They definitely got to be looking at him because we're not blessed with out and out goal scorers in the Welsh squad, really, are we? So I'm not too sure at League Two level whether that's scoring at that level is enough to get you a call up, especially for the qualifying games. But yeah, I think if he gets his form throughout the season, fighting in goals all season consistently, then why not? You know, further down the line, but in the autumn now, I don't think it's going to happen. Much like the shouts for Mullen and so forth, it's just it's got to be the right time, and maybe one of these friendlies. But they're both the friendlies we've got now are coming alongside the qualifiers, aren't they? So I think it's going to be a bit too soon for that.
Yeah, I just would love to see.
It would be good
playing in the Cymru Premier, you know.
Yeah,
two or three seasons ago, end up in the Wales squad. That would be fantastic for the league.
It would be,
But yeah, I mean, long may it continue. I think it's fantastic to see him scoring goals in the absence of Bogle, who sort of took the mantle last year. He's versatile, he's athletic, and
finishing as well. To be fair,
yeah, exactly. So very good stuff. Meanwhile, in the Championship, it was another underwhelming weekend for Cardiff and Swansea. Cardiff lost late against Leicester, and Swansea earned a pretty credible draw against Coventry, who are a good side, so nothing too much to worry about there. But both teams, you know, Cardiff are sat on 1 point, Swansea are sat on 2 points now. Kaus, there's not really much to say about the results, you know, other than what we said last week. But have you seen Aaron Ramsey's goal, Kaus?
I have indeed, yeah. I managed to watch it. Someone posted it while I was at the game. On, I think there was a 4 second lull in the Wrexham game on Saturday, I was able to watch the Ramsey goal on my phone. Yeah, what an absolute hit that was.
Yeah,
you know, I think, I think that's possibly what Ramsey's game is going to be now. Moments of brilliance. He's probably not going to dominate a 90, you know, your 90 minutes like he used to do. He used to take games by the scruff of the neck. Maybe he will. Maybe I'm wrong. But I think maybe you're still going to see those bits of individual brilliance and genius from Rambo. And yeah, Trev, to see that goal go in for him, just a shame Cardiff couldn't get a result.
Yeah, I think the results will come. I'm not too concerned about the performances. We have played Leeds and Leicester away, who were relegated in the Premier League.
It's probably the late goals you conceded is the biggest concern. Because
when teams like that are putting you under pressure for such a long period of time, there's only so much you can do. But yeah, I mean, from a Ramsey Wales perspective, been really interesting to see him play in, you know, with two defensive players behind him. Whereas for Wales at the moment, he's either been one of the more defensive players or only had one behind him. I think we've seen, you know, his level at the moment. And I think it's pretty high, and he's playing, you know, he isn't making through the 90 minutes. I don't know if that's sort of being managed by the club so we can get sort of more games out of him. Or if he is struggling to get 90 in the legs, but you know, he's playing 70 minutes, offering a lot. You know, he went really close last week against QPR, hit the bar. I think he had another good effort in the Leicester game. So hopefully Rob Page is watching and thinking, Christ, I have misused Ramsey. My only worry is, I think Cardiff probably have a better midfield than Wales do at the moment in terms of options, and a more of a balanced midfield. So it'd be interesting to see come the qualifiers now in September, how he's used and if Page will make those same mistakes, because he's clearly still got plenty to offer. And that goal was superb. Rod, could you score that goal, do you reckon?
No, definitely not. The thing is, with Ramsey, scored so many good goals over the years. It's probably not even in his top three, but it was still amazing. I can remember that goal he scored against Fenerbahce is still, I think, the most outlandish goal he scored. But Christ, his technique of those shots is incredible, to him.
Was it the Bayern Munich one, Rod? That's the one that sticks in my mind. Was it the left-footed sort of half volley? Do you remember that one? Or was that Fenerbahce?
Fenerbahce, I think, is the one he took it full on the volley, I think.
It might have even been Galatasaray. I think so.
I thought that was against Bayern Munich, that one.
There is that one in Turkey in the Champions League. I think it might have been Galatasaray. It could have been Fenerbahce, I'm not sure. But yeah, fantastic strike. Great to see him playing again. And long may it continue. And to finish off the Welsh clubs in England chat, we're saving the best to last. Merthyr Bloody Town, absolutely flying. A 4-1 win away at Hanwell Town, wherever Hanwell is. That's four wins from four. 12 goals scored, 4 conceded. Rod, it's really impressive. I'm not really sure what else we can say at this point.
No, they're flying. Great start, and you can't ask for more. They're banging the goals in. Ricardo Rees, as I said, best name in Welsh football, I think. He's scoring for fun. So yeah, if they can keep that up, now they a really positive start, and you know, keep winning, and you soon find yourself fighting at the top end all season. Then so long may it continue.
Absolutely.
I'd be interested to see what sort of crowds they can get as well, because their crowds have been absolutely magnificent so far, haven't they?
I think they had over 900 in midweek, which is super.
That's right. Yeah,
but I know they've got the FA Cup first round soon, haven't they? And there's like a couple of buses going, and there's meant to be a good contingent going for that game. So,
yeah,
I think well, good support there, and I can only see the crowds increasing as if they're gonna keep up this winning run, and playing the good enterprising football and scoring loads of goals, and that's what you want to see in it. So, good times.
Absolutely, long may it continue. In the Cymru Premier, only the new Saints Caernarfon and the mighty Penabont could continue their 100% records on the second week of the season. I was at Penabont Haverford West on Friday night. I'm still completely drenched, I think, from that. That was pretty hardcore rain. I did think Nibiru was on its way. The poles had shifted, and I was going to die at the SDM Glass Stadium. But alas... That didn't happen. Penrith got the job done pretty efficiently in the end, thanks to two superb goals from Lewis Harlan, who's got a lovely glancing header, and Kane Owen, who's got a fantastic lob. A slow start for Haverford West after Europe. You know, they have played two tough teams in Penrith and Ponty last week. Didn't really threaten Penrith too much. So yeah, they only sat on 1 point without scoring a goal. So maybe a little bit of a European hangover there. Colwyn Bay and Barry got their first points on the board. Two great goals in that game. Sam Snaith scoring a lovely finish for Barry, and also another lob from Tommy Creamer. Which,
that was a hell of a finish.
Yeah, superb goal. And Kaus, I feel like Tommy Creamer is sort of just like another way of, you know, do you know him from the Creamery?
Is it you?
No, is it you?
I'd love to say that he's my alter ego. Yeah, yeah. He plays for Colwyn Bay on a Saturday. No, I know Tommy very well. He's a local lad to Colwyn Bay, it's good to see that they've still got this these local lads in the team that after going through the leagues, So that was a great finish, though. Absolutely brilliant finish.
Yeah, I thought
very
Barry...
good finish.
What was that?
I don't want to repeat that. It was awful. I said it was a day. I
didn't
mean
it. Oh, Christ.
Oh, dear. I managed to catch the first half of the Barry Colwyn Bay game, and Barry looked pretty good under Steve Jenkins. They were moving the ball forward well, but I missed second half, which is when Colwyn Bay equalised. So, be interesting to see how both of them go. Baller and Met played a game of football that happened. That was 0-0. I don't think anything needs to be said about that. And then TNS and Carnarvon both won 1-0. Ponty seemed to hold TNS for, I think, about 70 minutes in the end. But obviously, as usual, TNS found a way. And Carnarvon got a pretty good win against Newtown at home. I mean, we sort of touched it last week, how so far we're looking a bit silly with our Carnarvon bets. But, absolutely faultless start. They play Haverford West next week, which will be really interesting. I think that'll gauge their level a bit more, because I don't know if, Colwyn Bay, first game in the Cymru Prem, Newtown, who had a poor start and started slow last season as well. Maybe we'll find out a bit more about Carnarvon on the weekend.
Yeah, I think you're just going to see some, quite surprising results early doors. But certainly for Carnarvon, what a start they've had. You didn't see that coming at all. I thought it looked like a tough start for them. But two wins from two. They're absolutely flying. And they're buzzing there as well. Speaking to a couple of fans, they're really, really impressed. And almost every fan I'd spoken to before the season was convinced they were going to be in big trouble this year. So it wasn't just us. I think it's interesting early doors. I mean, Newtown, we've seen it before with Newtown, haven't we? They don't get off to a great start often, and then you just sort of know they're going to be absolutely fine as the season goes on. It's been a few shocks here and there. I suppose the one constant is just TNS just plodding on as always, isn't it?
Yeah, completely. Unremarkable, just winning games. That's what they do. Also, Connors Key beat Aberystwyth 4-0. So a much needed victory for them after, I think it was 6-2 in the end against TNS, or 5-2. Can't remember 6-2. Exactly. Yeah. 6-2, yeah. Much needed for them. Kaus, any other talking points from the weekend from the rest of the pyramid? We did have the final qualifying round for the Welsh Cup. First round draws tonight, so you'll know it by the time you're listening to the pod. Anything stand out to you?
Well, I mean, bit of a personal one, I suppose, as a Denby lad. I didn't go to the game on Friday night, Denby against Holywell, but I had a good chat with some of the played veterans football with a few of the lads who went the other night, and it's just one thing that they Denby had a man sent off in the first minute, and it's like, to me, I don't want to have a go at referees or anything like that, but everyone was saying, it wasn't a good challenge at all. But people were debating. Some people say, it probably was a red. Other people say, no, yellow at most. But to me, I mean, surely in the first minute of the game, to send someone off, it has to be like GBH, doesn't it? do you know what I mean?
There
like,
is that thing in there where people say that that's too early to be sent off, but yeah, I guess it depends how bad it is, isn't it?
Well, this is it, but everyone I'd spoken to has said, listen, it wasn't horrendous by any stretch of imagination. It was a bad challenge, but, you know, to me, it's disappointing because Denby have, you know, they've played really well in their games so far. They've played the two favourites. They were really unlucky against Flint. They should have got a draw there. And Hollywell now, obviously, as we know, I think after the first few games, you know, it's a long old season, as we know, but I think probably Hollywell are looking hot favourites at the moment.
Yeah, well, Airbus are now the only team in the Cymru North with 100% record, aren't they? Because Bangor lost on the weekend. So yeah. Hard to tell really with Airbus, considering how bloody bad they were last season, if they've, you know...
certainly Airbus. Yeah, certainly they are doing really, really well, aren't they? But... Hollywell are on 100% record as well, but they've only played three rather than four. So, it's going to be interesting. Obviously, Bangor lost, didn't they? So they've dropped off, which, you know, I don't think many people were, you know, I think Bangor will be top five maybe, but I think it's a bit early for them.
Yeah.
It's again, Cymru North and the South as well, shaping up to be two entertaining leagues once again, aren't they?
Yeah, well, in the South, Britain Ferry and Avonlea are the teams left on 9 points. We had a bit of a top of the table. 12 points. That was four games deep in Tier 2. There was a top of the table clash on Friday night. Avonlea played Ammanford, who were both on perfect records, and sounded like a bit of a belter of a game. Finished 3-2 to Avonlea. And I think, off the top of my head, I should have checked this before I'm going to say it, you know, put it to record. Llanelli played Carmarthen on Friday night, which is obviously a big local derby. And Carmarthen were 3-1 up, and I think Llanelli went 4-3. Probably should check it before I put it out, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to stand by my... hopeful knowledge.
Start making results up on the podcast now.
Yeah, and I think I read that on Friday, but Friday is all of a sudden quite a long time ago now.
You're right, mate. You are right.
Yeah, it was 4-3, yeah.
You are right.
Get in. Got to back yourself with these things. Yeah. Right, and Rod, finally, a new feature that I've just come up with. It's going to be called Lieutenant Cool's Cymru Leeds Corner. Leeds doesn't start with a C, but there we are. Rodon, Ampadu and Dan James there this season. How did they get on the weekend? Forget about actual, you know, Leeds themselves, but how did the lads get on? Yeah.
But Dan James had his best game for a long while. A very good performance, to be fair to him. His end product is improving. He got an assist and he had one shot which the keeper made a worldly save to keep it out. It's one of the typical Dan James cuts back in his right and top corner curler, but keeper made a hell of a save there. His confidence seems to be coming back, which is why I thought a season in the Championship would be really good for him, playing consistently, and he's going to be starting every game in this Leeds side, I think. So, and then Ampadu is like Leeds sold that Adams, the USA captain, in the weekend. People are saying he's not going to be that much of a miss because of how Ampadu started. So you can see the Leeds fans have already taken to him and how he's performing. And Joe Rodon was, brilliant. Yeah, very dependable at that level. And, you know, he's like him and Ampadu are good leaders in a side, I think. They communicate well, and just seeing them play together is boding well for Wales as well. So, promising start for all three for the season, I think.
Good stuff.
And
nice
just hoping Leeds go in for about four more Welshmen before the transfer window shuts down. Yeah.
We can really lean into Lieutenant Cool's Cymru Leeds corner then.
Maybe spell Leeds with two L's.
Yeah. Leeds. Lieutenant Cool's Cymru Leeds corner. I mean, obviously, we've got the... I think the squad announcement's next Wednesday, which is bloody annoying when they do that for the pod. Because I don't really know when to record next week, but I mean, that's a conversation for another time. It's good to see some of the lads starting the season well and playing football, which is half the battle with Wales these days. Right then, I think that's enough. Weird at the moment in terms of these roundups. Sorry, we're not really going into too much detail, but there isn't really much to say at the moment, isn't there? Because it's just so early.
And more detail that we could be doing, like last week. Could you say, yeah, it's too early to tell.
Too early to tell. Yeah, wait and see. Move on.
Yeah, part two.
Right. We'll chat to Phillips next then. Agent Phillips, are you there?
Coming in loud and clear.
Good stuff. What's the update then, Phillips? Let's not beat around the bush. Let's hear what you've got to say.
Come on.
Right. So someone from the FAW, I think it was Mike Fatkin. No, he was the Morgan's chairman. I'm not sure. Someone from the FAW rang me to tell me that we've missed two league games.
Right, good start then.
So we've been thrown out of the Allendale North East.
You've been thrown out.
Yeah, because we haven't turned up for two games. Now, I wasn't aware the season started so early. So oversight by myself and my backroom staff of, you'll see that, you'll hear that later. Yeah, so we've been thrown out of that league. So the season's in disarray already.
You haven't brought in a secretary then?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, Red Allen is theoretically a secretary, and Tony does most of the secretarial work. But yeah, they're competent at best, aren't they?
Nice of you to learn from your past mistakes and get your house in order before the season starts.
Still living in the van, mate. Yeah.
Get your van.
I've always said when you're involved in a football club, it's ideal and it's absolutely essential to check your fixtures. Absolutely essential.
Yeah.
Well, on the subject of fixtures, we had a friendly lined up for the weekend, but then the team that I phoned, I spoke to months ago, they phoned me back and the guy was incandescent with rage because I was trying to finalise details of a friendly that is obviously not going to happen because Halifax have got a league game.
Why Halifax?
It's good night out, I think.
All right, okay.
So we were going to go on a bus trip to Halifax.
If Halifax couldn't make it, they were going to ask HSBC, yeah?
Yay.
No, not the Hong Kong Savings Bank. So we haven't even got a friendly, but I'll sort it out before the weekend. We'll join some league anyway. There's always teams dropping out of some leagues. We'll just fill in, I'll have a search.
Busy week of vanning about.
We're piping about in the van down the valleys to try and find a league to play in, which is
plenty of urgency then about it.
Yeah, a sentence I thought I'd never see, but I've got an update.
Okay.
I've never heard of anyone in my life driving around in a van looking for a league to play in.
Yeah, going down a high street, putting the window down. Yeah, do you have any leagues about?
People in South Wales are very personable people. They don't really deal with phones and faxes. If you just go and see them face to face, they sort you out.
Hearts and minds, Phillips, that's what you're all about.
Least will be pulling you over, soliciting people for league football. Yeah.
Maybe they'll be, there's a police league. But we'll definitely get thrown at that. Updates. What have I got here? We've bought lime for the lines on the pitch.
Line or lime?
Lime, yeah. So we can white lines on the pitch.
What is it? Yeah. Is it in the citrus fruit?
No, lime is in the porous material. White. But what I will...
Used in construction.
Yeah, and don't slide tackle near the lines because you will get severe lime burn. Similar to...
Is that still legal to use that? Yeah. I suppose you're not in the league, so you have to play by any rules.
No, I never play by rules anyways. No. Yeah. A kit has been announced. The poll went quite well.
Yeah, I did see the kit.
People voted. So we've gone away from the traditional red and black colours, and now we have a sheepskin number as a home kit, and about 15 pints of Madry as the away kit.
Yeah. I was disappointed Jesus didn't make it. That was
but we don't want to get linked up with all that sectarianism, do we? We have enough problems as it is without pinning my team to a certain religion. Anyway, let's move on. So the kit announced, I bought lime, bags of cement, bricks. No, that's for something different. A player to watch this season. I thought he'd give you a taste.
Oh, here we are. A bit of a taster.
Right, so Will Fairnest has signed for us. Now, he's a bit of a coup, really. He's signed from Gilbert Goch. He's a really good striker. He's once on Club Bruges' books as a youngster. But a bout of agoraphobia put paid to his pro career. So to go home and stay at home, I suppose. But before Ken Cow was jailed, he devised an anti-agoraphobia hat.
Hat. Can you play with a hat on?
I'll try. He did send me some mock-up photos, but I don't know. I think I burned them. He devised an anti-agoraphobia hat. So if that works and we can get him out of the house, he'd score 50 goals for us this year.
Yeah. All right, there
against,
we are.
Against to be confirmed opposition.
Yeah. If not, we'll have to try and play all of our games inside in the leisure centre.
We know how that went last time.
Yeah, exactly. And Banford's legal leisure centre. The friendly, I've talked about that. Oh, yeah, Leighton Gittins. Leslie Gittins and Crick Watkins have looked sharp in training. And yeah. Leighton James has joined the coaching staff.
Surprised Rick Knife hasn't looked sharp in training.
He hasn't turned up, actually. Some players there hanging about training, smoking fags and stuff. I don't know. I don't know really what they're doing in training because Leighton James takes it now, obviously.
How old is Leighton these days?
Easily in his mid-70s.
And the rest, I reckon.
So we've gone for a progressive coach to go with my progressive football style.
Did you send him a letter to appoint him?
Send me a letter. I did actually. No, I drove round his house in the van tonight. Spoke to him face to face the old fashioned way. That's last week's note. Ken Cowson in jail, obviously. We've done the kit, announced the builder supplies, thrown at the league. So basically, I've got to find a league to play in this week.
But you can still read all about your upcoming season in issue 11.
Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah, well done. Thank you for that. A little segue. I'll be writing all about it. I have written all about it, haven't I? Because I'm very organised.
Absolutely, yes, Phillips.
And it will be in the next issue of Alternative Wales if you want to read about things like hot shots and who eats, chicken and mushroom pot noodle in my squad.
And a comprehensive fixture list.
No, that won't be available. not available at time of print. Home ground, that kind of, mascot. We haven't gone to them yet, but I'll make it up. those type of things you could read about it in the next Alternative Wales, or alternative, you could just skip that page, I suppose.
Yeah, it depends what you're into, really, isn't it?
Yeah, if you're into a football club that's struggled to get off his feet for the last 18 months, then carry on reading, I suppose.
Exactly. Yeah, it's niche, but people like it, Phillips.
Yeah, some people like it. Up to 23 people voted on that poll. Yeah. So.
big shout out to the guy, he probably isn't listening, who once told us that his friend, no, he listens, but his friend skips this bit. Bushman.
Hi, Bushman. No, he won't listen to it, will he?
No, Bushman really likes Phillips, but his mate doesn't like Bushman. Skips.
Bushman, do you play football? Do you want to play for my club? Do you want to be manager? I'm out of Gettysville. Big shout out again. I have to go again to Turf Creative for designing those kits.
Yeah. Yeah,
if anyone wants to order them, pressurize him on Twitter to making them.
Yep. Great.
Because I'm not paying for them. I can't barely pay for petrol in the van at the moment. But anyway. I'm talking rubbish now. I've got stuff to do. I'm going to fire up the van and go look for a league.
You get a large order of red diesel in for the weekend.
That's the least of my worries, mate.
Yeah.
Any parts of the country you're gonna take the van out to go and find a league?
Scottish Highlands.
That's not this country, mate.
No, I know, but you're running out of options in this country, aren't you?
No, what I'll do is I'll drive round to local football clubs in South Wales, because the North Wales thing was a terrible experiment. And just ask if any football clubs have pulled out of their league. And ask them what the process is of joining the league, because I've failed to do it this year. And then hopefully find a league, and then this whole charade will... Oh, charade? This whole operation will carry on.
Maybe it could just be like Harlem Globetrotters, just, you know, travel about.
Yeah, exhibition matches.
Yeah.
But who wants to see these clowns playing?
Well, that's what you've got to ask yourself this week.
We're going to play.
See if it's even worth pursuing, really.
Come down to Rose Park for free and watch these blokes smoke fags and squares.
Worst ways to spend your Saturdays.
Saturdays.
Whatever you blame it.
But yeah, anyway, so hopefully we'll have a game to play on the weekend, because most of the times in Wales have played about 5 games.
Yeah.
Good anyway. Stuff. Well,
thank you very much.
Keep on vanning, Phillips.
Yeah, I will.
Fire up the van and fuck off.
If you do see a Bedford Rascal with a hell of a lot of black smoke coming out of the back of it, pull it over. And, well, if you know of a league. If you don't know of any leagues to play, just leave me alone. I'm busy.
Great. Yeah. Good stuff.
Nice one.
All the best.
Off you go then.
Any questions?
No.
No.
Fuck off. Get out.
Oh, change your strap line this week, have you? Right, I better go.
Yeah. Cheers, off you go.
We'll start part two with our game, as usual. I think, Rod, you won last week, if I'm right in saying.
Rod wins every week, mate.
Yeah, that is sort of pretty standard at the moment. A pattern is forming, Kaus.
So,
big week for you. It's going to be a tough one this week, I think.
Another friendly,
well, not quite. In celebration of Ramsey's screamer, I'm gonna flash back to another of his screamers from the past.
The 21s.
Under 21s, October 2008, Wales 2, England 2. I think it was at Villa Park, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In the first leg.
Yeah.
Was it the first leg? I can't remember exactly. But yeah, obviously, a lot of these lads went on to make up the chunk of the 2016 team 8 years later. So I'll be interested to see. I think I saw a few people discussing that on Twitter recently of how many caps the team went on to have versus how many caps the English team went on to have. And they absolutely hammered them in caps. I think some of the English names are quite funny. Blast from the past. Right. I haven't got anything else to hand. I've got a shoe. Flip my shoe. Do you want sort of sole or whole?
Are they Gazelles or Beckenbauers?
Specials. Black and white Adidas Specials. Lovely, 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 lovely pair of shoes. So Rod, as last week's winner, do you want sole or whole?
Whole, please.
Sole or whole.
Every goal is a goal, as they say. It's whole. Rod, don't know if that's to do with physics and weight, but there we are. You get to go first. I'm going to rule out Aaron Ramsey to be chosen from this because I think that is unfair. So you can have anyone other than Ramsey, Rod, to kick us off.
Okay, I think this is the only one I'm half sure about. Simon Church.
Correct.
Yeah,
nice. He scored the other goal.
Yeah.
There we are. Kaus, what are you going to go for?
Right. I'm going to give you the only one that I'm absolutely 100% certain on, and that's Sam Vokes.
Correct. He scored an own goal, which I can't remember, but there we are. Rod, over to you.
Yeah, I'm struggling already now. What year was it? Just remind me of the year.
So 2008.
I'm going to say Gunter.
Incorrect. I think he's probably just about brought into the senior squad at that time.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Is like they are under 21, but right, Kaus to win it.
I'm going to go for.
Pressure's on.
This could be my first win if I get this. I am nervous now. I'm going to go for Andy King.
Correct.
Well done.
Great win. There wasn't as many of the... I thought it was a lot more of the 2016 squad, but maybe the second leg, I think, featured a few more. But obviously, all of them pretty much all went on... The starting lineup, anyway, pretty much all went on to get caps in some way, shape, or form. Owain Fonn-Williams in goal. Neil Eardley, better known for getting Connors Key 18 points deducted a couple of years ago. I've never actually known how to say this guy's name. Reese Williams? I've never actually known how to say it.
I've never known anyone else to have that name.
Yeah, Reese with, I think, like they just chucked an O in there for good measure.
I think they've misspelled Reese.
Yeah.
On the birth certificate, yeah.
Darcy Blake. Joe Jacobson. Never had a cap criminally. Jack Collison, what could have been? Andy King, Pennebont legend, Sean McDonald, Aaron Ramsey, Simon Church, and Sam Vokes. Annoyingly, on the BBC website, they don't have the first names. So there's a guy called Bradley and Adams came on as subs. Can't remember.
Mark Bradley, is it?
Mark Bradley. I'm assuming Taylor
could be completely
is
wrong.
Taylor is Neil. There's a James.
Noel Blake.
A Basie, a Brown, which I think might be John Brown, who's currently playing for Pennebont. He was in and around.
Yeah, John Brown was playing for Wrexham at the time, I think. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, because he was sort of in and around the Cardiff squad, never quite broke through, and then went abroad.
Not Jason Brown, the goalie, is it?
No, he was definitely first team. He's older than that, I think.
Yeah, he would have been about 25, 26 then, wouldn't he?
Guy my age. I lost, like, years have flown by since 2008.
And an Allen, which I'm assuming is Joe rather than Red. yeah, there we are. That was a bit of fun. Again, one day I'll actually pick one where everyone actually knows more than two. Right, on to your questions. Yeah, I haven't actually got many that this week.
Yeah, I'm not sure you will, right?
No. Even if I picked, like, the South Korea game, the Monday after it happened, I don't think you'd probably get the 11.
No. Mess up on the second one again. Yes. Yeah.
Having a pint after the game, I don't think I'd remember who was playing there, to be honest.
Anyone who's seen you at a match before, Kaus, wouldn't be surprised at all. right, let's do your questions. Evan Powell said, any of you want to rip out my tonsils? Since the waiting list is way too long for my liking, we'll check a cassette of Stop Making Sense by the Talking Heads and a dime bar to my alternative surgeon for good measure. Rod, I feel like you're the best man for a dodgy surgery job. Do you want to fancy ripping out tonsils?
Yeah, I'd want a bit more. I don't like dime bars, so I'd want a bit more in terms of payment. Talking Heads cassette sounds good to me, but I haven't got any means of playing that anymore because it's 2023. So,
Evan was only born in like 2011 as well. So, I don't know where he's getting
got cassettes.
Yeah.
£1,000 cash, and I'll get some of my old gardening implements out and I'll hack it out for you. No worries.
Yeah. Good stuff. Sounds good. Lady Pixie of Sarcasm says, what's your most recent earworm? Here's a Skinny Love by Bon Iver. Kaus, anything stuck in your head at the moment, music wise?
Yeah, I'm sure there is. Do you know what my problem at the moment, right, is I've only got a CD player in the car. So I've only, I don't know where all my CDs have gone. I haven't listened to CDs for years, so I just listened to Manic Street Preachers' Holy Bible over and over again.
Nice light listening, you know, then.
Yeah. Nice light-hearted stuff, like.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I usually just stick PCP off that album straight on. It gets me going in the morning. So, yeah that's my one at the moment.
Rod, anything worming in your ear?
Well, Evan Powell mentioned Talking Heads just now. I have been listening to This Must Be the Place, that song, quite a bit at the moment. Other ones, I don't know. I try to mix it up.
That song from that TikTok. That was on Twitter.
Yeah, I found that, yeah.
Oh, you have found it now, have you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit of an idiotic song, but it did sound like a good one to spin round in the car too. Like, well, I'm an 18-year-old again.
That'll be the closing track tonight then. Save you thinking of another one. Because I haven't asked you, of course.
That band I've done before the end of the thing, My Name Is Ian. I've got a couple of new ones that I've listened to.
Underachiever of the Year, I think.
That's a new one. That's and really there's good, a Sober or Not is another one they got. A couple of good ones from them. Other than that, no. Just, you know, I went to a wedding a few weeks ago. We were supposed to do karaoke and I'd lined up Evergreen by Will Young to do, but it never happened. So I was a bit disappointed with that.
Well, if we do another live show, Rod, that's what we're closing on.
Well, it's gotta be a karaoke event. I'm not being put on the spot as the only singer. No chance. I need a room full of volunteers to play along on that one, I think. Otherwise, no chance. Or £1,000 cash. I'll do anything.
Friend of the pod, Naughty Nathan Davis says, best football boots of all time. Kaus, what are your go-tos?
I've got to go a little bit boring maybe, but the classic Copa Mundials. Just the classics. I did used to like Predators.
Yeah.
Some of the more plain original Predators
A bit bonkers with them then, didn't they?
They started messing around with it too much, didn't they? There was Adidas went pretty poor for kits as well around that time, between sort of 2000 and 2004. They started to go a bit dodgy with kits and boots, but prior to that, definitely.
Yeah, I think Predators for me. That black, red and white. Although I had a pair of red Predators once, and I remember as a kid, it just felt like a maybe kick the ball further than any other boot. So make of that what you will. Big shout out to a Puma King.
That's going to be my shout. That was.
And I do like a Mizuno boot as well. There's something about a Mizuno boot.
I gotta put a big shout out to the Lotto ones as well with the green tongue. I used to enjoy seeing footballers wear them. Never had a pair myself, but they always look like a classy little number, their boots. Yeah.
No other shouts from you, Rod, Puma King?
I did. Well, I was always a Puma man, so I used to buy Puma Kings. I had these them Puma ones that were like grass. Remember that? Grass coloured.
Oh, yeah. Had the texture of grass, didn't they?
A stock image of grass as the boot, yeah. So I had a pair of them. Bit thin, they were. It was like wearing a sock with some studs underneath it. But, I was always a Puma man myself. So, any of the variety of Puma boots from back in the day, late 90s, early 2000s. They're, like Kaus said, I think most boots have gone went a bit crazy in the 2000s then.
Yeah.
You can't beat a classic, you know, black pair of boots. Minimal kind of, detail on the boot is better, I think.
Is it Tiempos by Nike? They were pretty solid as well. That's the sort of standard. Although there was a period where Total 90 was really cool. But I think I don't think that's aged well.
No.
So, very mid-2000s. Liam Geraghty said, a very good question this, actually. It did make me think for a good 45 seconds about it. So that says a lot. Liam Geraghty says, would you rather eat every meal for the rest of your life with ketchup or mayo? Kaus, we'll start with you. Ketchup or mayo forever?
every meal.
Forever. Yeah. Do you know, this is such a hard question, this, because I like both. I have, I absolutely smother my food. If I have like a steak or something, I'll absolutely smother it in ketchup. Pour it on.
Ketchup on a steak. You wouldn't go peppercorn sauce or some nonsense like
Don't not really into peppercorn sauce.
Neither am I. Neither am I.
Yeah. That is fucking fucked, boys. I'm sure. Sorry.
No. Nice, it's fancy damn nonsense. That is a peppercorn sauce.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, absolutely. Middle class poser. You are. I was going to go a bit harsher then, but I thought better of it. I love a bit of ketchup, but I do like mayo as well. Like, if I go to like Subway, I don't go to Subway very often anymore, but
yeah, expensive Subway. Ridiculous price.
Yeah, I'm more of a Greggs man than a Subway man.
Yeah, but, Subway's bread's class as a cake now, isn't it? With the amount of sugar they got.
If I have Subway, I just have very plain, and they always look at me weird because I'll just like have ham and mayo. Literally, that's all I have.
Hold the salad.
No salad whatsoever. You put anything green on it, and you're not getting any money.
You go to Subway for a sandwich you can make anywhere in the world at home.
Yeah, exactly.
In a kitchenette at work or whatever.
You've got all these like three options to put on there. I'm like, no, don't want any of it.
Just cheese or ham or piss off. Yeah.
That does remind me, Rod, of the best sandwich I've ever had in France, and a certain person who was with us just had ham, and we had all the gubbins.
Loads of selection to have, and I don't want any of that nonsense.
What about you then, Rod? Ketchup or mayo for the rest of your life?
I think I'd have to go ketchup because I do like mayo with certain things, but then when you have like fish and chips, unless you're having curry sauce, then they always have ketchup with it.
Not tartar?
That's a bit too fancy down for me.
I'm really questioning my choices now.
I don't know. It's just one of those things I thought when I was young, that's not stuff kids eat. And I don't think I've ever grown out of that, to be honest with you. Ketchup I have. Mayo's good with chips, though. I've gone all like continental on that front, like Belgium and Holland influences on the chips there. But in terms of overall, I'd probably go with ketchup. But forever on every meal, I wouldn't want forever to be too long. I'd be wanting that Nibiru to come back and annihilate
it. This is it, isn't it? What is more versatile? I made a Thai curry for tea, and I'm going to go and eat that, and I don't really fancy eating that with ketchup or mayo, really.
No. And a roast dinner, I don't think you'd find space for either on there either.
There's some weirdos who has ketchup on roast dinners, and I reckon Kaus is one of them.
I certainly don't do that, mate. Gravy all the way. I absolutely pile the gravy on, though, mate.
Yeah.
Industrial quantities.
Good stuff.
Ray has a jus with his roast dinner.
No, fuck your jus. Right, moving on. The Podfather, Alan March, has asked, my local pubs are called The Coach, The Five Bells, and The Old Castle. But what are the top five most common pub names in Wales? So a bit of a trivia one. And for anyone who does want to know where my dad lives, you could probably get it down to about a mile radius based on those pubs. So make of that what you will. Right. Top five Welsh pub names or pub names in Wales.
There's going to be a lot of like Kings, this and...
Anyone want to take a few pubs?
I would guess that three of the top five will have Lion in the title.
Red Lion, yeah.
The Red Lion is one of them. That is the only lion.
Oh, is it? No, Black Lion. White Lion. Yeah.
White Lion. Red Lion is one.
Magenta Lion.
There's no more lions, Rod.
Ryan drinks in there, yeah.
Yeah, what are you lying for? King's Head.
King's Head.
No, surprisingly not.
No.
King's Arms.
Nope, there's no king.
Good. That'll be a nice future. Like
going through the King's Anatomy here. King's Kneecaps.
Yeah. The Dog and Wicket.
Yeah.
Right, I'll take one more guess off each of you, otherwise this pod will never end.
No, that's true.
Queen's Head.
No.
Plough?
No. So number one is the railway. Obviously near railway stations. Number two, the Crown.
Considering how few railway stations there are in Wales, it's quite surprising, isn't it?
There's probably more pubs called Railway than there is stations, because most of them are
Bigger.
The Crown, the Red Lion, the Royal Oak, which seems to be every town has a Royal Oak, and the Angel, which I don't actually know of an Angel in Wales, but
there's an Angel right by... I don't know if it's open anymore, but down back in Dialo, near
me. That's very surprising, though, because up here, the only Angel I can think of up here is in Holyhead. That's the only one I can think of. So, it's quite surprising.
The real Angel of the North.
say that. I say that about the Angel in Holyhead. I'm sure that's a Chinese now. So I don't even think that's open.
There we are. Right. And to finish off, as ever... it's Boosh. Here he is. Bardia, Super Tommy Creamer. Bardia, also always scores a screamer. Bardia, never gives the ball away. sang the seagulls on the terraces. A certain goal in the Cymru Prem made me very happy this weekend. So how was your weekend? What made you smile? P.S. saw Talisman Celts on Saturday. Rod, what made you smile this weekend? This is a lovely question from Boosh.
It's lovely, but it's a sign of the times. He's running out of things quickly. Yeah. He's going to be asking about what's the weather like next week or something. Yeah. I was in work, so I was woke up on Saturday devastated at the cataclysmic event in Claymus Hall, because I had to go into work and no one likes to work weekends. What made me smile?
Sad state of affairs that nothing really comes to mind, Rod.
I smile a lot. It's just nothing in particular, just like a lunatic walking around smiling. going to bed Saturday night. Sober.
Yeah. Living the dream, Rod, living the dream. Kaus, you're a man of many smiles, I'm sure. What made you smile this weekend?
What made me smile? Christ, I'm struggling as well.
What ridiculous. Positive.
It's a shit old life, isn't it? I don't know. I really enjoyed that game on Saturday. I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
Wrexham's defending didn't make me smile, but the game itself was really entertaining. It was brilliant. It was a great atmosphere as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to go with that. I think very boring.
Good. I'll give you a list. What did make me smile was a 4.5 hour journey from London to Bridgend on Friday night.
If you want what doesn't make you smile, I've got a long list for that.
We won't get onto that. But I just feel the need to say 4.5 hours from London to Bridgend is absurd on a Friday afternoon. But I went to Pinnable Haverford West. Pinnable won 2-0. Thoroughly enjoyed the game despite a drenching. Saturday, I had a very nice lie-in and chilled day watching Soccer Saturday with the old man. And then I went out with some friends in Cardiff that I hadn't seen for a while on Saturday night. So there was that. That was very nice. Quite a pleasant weekend. Also, what wasn't nice was returning to London. That isn't a full stop, by the way. That definitely isn't a full stop. Was returning to London and realising that I'd left my laptop in Bridgend, and I have to send off the issue 11 to print probably tomorrow. By Wednesday. It was supposed to be tomorrow, but I haven't been able to do anything today. So hopefully the package with my laptop in shows up. That didn't make me smile, which wasn't the question. Boosh, you make me. Right, there we are. I hope we've made you smile. Or not, whatever. Don't care.
Hopefully some emotions have come to the surface.
Love or hate, you know, at least it makes you feel something. That's
what anger.
Yeah.
Fury, just whatever. As long as we're stirring some emotions.
Exactly, yeah. 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 If it horn even.
The Muppet Show, as we were called the other week.
Yeah. Hope you're listening, Gary. Love your work. Right, Rod, closing statements, anything you've got to say before we go?
No, I just get this thing wrapped up quickly because I've got to write my piece for you for the Vanity now. So I've left it the last minute again. Nothing to say. Just keep your eyes peeled for when that's out and buy it in the fanzine. And then just enjoy a week and keep on trucking.
And hopefully the magnetic poles don't shift.
That did raise a smile, actually, going back thinking about that, what they came out with on the Saturday. I don't know when he found out it was safe to leave his cave, but it did raise a smile that he'd had to back down with a new theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. The American David Cottrell, I think.
Yeah. Good guy. Good guy. Brought me some joy last week. Kaus, any closing statements from you?
No, just same old. Glad to be off the mark, really, with the competition between me and Rod. He was running away with it, so I've pegged him back a little bit now. Keep him honest, innit? All good. We'll go again next week, boys.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we'll have something to smile about in the next few days.
I'll start making a note in my phone of what made me smile for the week, and we can report back next week. Rod, I'm going to ask you to pick the track. Do you want to go with that weird one, or do you want to go with My Name Is Ian, or what?
I was thinking maybe go with My Name Is Ian. That was the one I'd lined up if you were to ask me this week. Yeah. So we'll stick with that. Underachiever of the year.
There we are.
Either that or the Muppet Show theme tune. 1 week we'll have to have.
Maybe that should just be the intro to the show. We didn't speak about it actually on last week's show. No. Gary Dewhurst calling us the Muppet Show, but it's nice that he listens. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I'd like to point out I wasn't on the pod that he called the Muppet Show.
What
he
would have called it then, Ron? Right. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back in some way, shape, or form next week. I don't know how we're going to do it with the squad announcement. Again, nothing to worry about now. Enjoy the rest of your week. Thanks for listening. Speak to you again. Jock Valley. I can't even keep a cactus alive.